through cutting. Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Adult Games Corner, but we might just be calling it FMV Games Corner, because we think we're going to do more of these FMVs after Super Seducer. So, let's get started with the next part of Super Seducer. Oh, we're going to turn this up to 60 so you guys can actually hear what's going on.
Yeah, we're still good? Okay, great. Well, where are we gonna go? Because I wanna go somewhere where the guys are nice. I'm so sick of these players. Okay. Yeah, good idea. Okay, yeah, let's do that. What time? 8? Perfect. I'll see you later. Okay, bye. Bye.
Where to hang out in the bar? Sit in the corner or in the middle of the bar?
You want to be where you can
crack
your
teeth?
What
about this one? Yeah, okay.
This is always a great place to start if you're trying to catch someone's eye.
Mm-hmm. People walk in by, people order in drinks, mm-hmm. and so it's easy for a guy to start a conversation if you're there versus in the corner just having
that. Yeah, makes you noticeable, you're confident if you're standing in the middle of the room.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about your holiday.
Oh, it was amazing. The weather was beautiful, the beach.
Really? And what about guys?
But you have to go. Amazing.
How to get the attention of guys. Smile and have fun with your girlfriend. Look pissed off and unhappy.
Smile and have fun with your girlfriend.
Guys love it when you're friendly and approachable, so
yes.
Let's just have some fun.
Yeah, we're gonna understand.
I have a feeling that is actually how they do it. Like, oh, let's not have real fun, let's pretend to have fun. Good,
I know for me, if I'm thinking of approaching someone, if they look more approachable, it's always good, versus kind of looking moody.
Yeah, absolutely. And if they're having fun with their girlfriends, it makes them seem more approachable. You will have more fun with them if they're having fun with their girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. And women look more beautiful when they're smiling.
Of course, they always do.
So, ladies, what can I get you?
I'll have a gin and tonic, please.
Yeah, me too, please.
I'm having a good evening tonight.
Pick your nose and eat it so he won't be interested in you. Be friendly to him and get his name. Be cold to him, he might be trying to hit on you.
Be friendly, you're supposed to be trying to make
really people. Good, thank you. Oh, what's your name?
I'm Stefan.
Huh, Louise, nice to meet you.
I'm always sorry, have to do that, be personable with your bartender.
Well done, it's the right option. Mm-hmm. Why is that a good thing?
I think it's good because it gives you a professional port of call if you're in trouble later on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the barman can always help out. You know, no one's going to spike your drink if he's watching it.
Absolutely.
And if you ever have a drunk guy, you know, causing problems or whatever, he can help. So it's the right option.
Yeah.
So what do you think about this bar?
Yeah, I think it's a really good bar.
Just look at your friend and don't pay attention to other people. Pretend to be a lesbian and put on a show. Make brief eye contact and smile. I don't know.
I'd say smile.
Okay, we'll try. I don't think that's gonna work.
You're supposed to look approachable.
Right. that's not really doing it for me.
This is a classic, really, okay. Isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, women if don't you're generally get looking at them like, hey, you know, smiling. So
yeah, but it's weird if they're just looking around at people. I figured,
if they're singling you out to look at
Right. But she was looking at nobody.
But don't worry, I'm sure he'll find the better one.
Yeah, I guess so. It'll be fine.
Who in the hell?
Roger.
Louise.
Roger.
Sarah.
In America, that would kill.
So, how's life?
Great.
He might be at the wrong bar.
Where do you live?
So, I kind of live on my mate's couch at the moment because my mom kicked me out and my dad also kicked me out and then my stepdad kicked me out.
Good lord!
It's fine because, you know.
We're gonna have to move away from him.
They don't like me. I don't like them. So we kind of just meet in the middle in this like.
I have seen that guy in bars before, like concerts and stuff, and I usually just
don't really care about you.
Try to move away from him. And he's always really approachable. Like he's got fucking courage of the gods because he's just been such shitty. He's just such a shitty person that annoys the fuck out of people.
Drink.
You ever notice that the most annoying people have the fucking biggest courage to just talk to anybody and annoy them?
I wonder how that is. Average isn't very promising.
It's like you know you're annoying.
Unless they hook up with other annoying people.
Yeah, but you have no fear. Like, it's like, do I know you? No, but I'm blah, 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 blah. It's like,
Tim...
I think this is quite a clear indication that she doesn't want to be, I don't know, want her, any interaction between him.
Yeah, this one, the right answer was to reject him because he has problems with his family, bad relationships. So what do you think of that?
Yeah, this is an interesting one because I think if she was also to have bad relationships with her family, then maybe they could connect
on a mutual basis.
Mutual basis.
Yeah.
But maybe if she has a very good relationship with her family, they might clash later on.
They'd both be doing meth in the vehicle or whatever. I mean, that's usually how that happens. Oh, your dad don't like you either? Your mama don't like you either? Well, come on with me. I've got some meth we can do out here. How to reject him.
Quickly and politely.
Roger, you're a lovely guy, but we're waiting for some of the guy friends to come, so thanks for chatting with us.
Right.
Hey, ladies!
What the fuck?
They snort the salt.
Okay, so she's rejected him, that's right. And then the way to do it, should you be like really harsh and horrible, or was it right to?
No, absolutely. Always have self-respect and be polite to others. I think that's always the best approach.
Because also other guys are watching, and if you're rude,
they're gonna look at him.
Then they'll be scared to approach.
Like they're gonna look at her and be like, "Oh man."
What a shame. Poor guy. I mean, it's not his fault, but too many issues. I could never date a guy like that.
Yeah, see. Did you see the guy behind you? He looks real cute.
There he does. Had to get his attention.
Open your body language, Tim, and glance over from time to time. Do something sexy with your tongue. Drop something. Bend over so you can see your ass in all its glory. Go to the bathroom. Walk slowly. Hold eye contact a little as you go past.
I say, body language to him, glance over his...
Okay, I'm just gonna play casual.
Okay. I know it didn't work if a guy does it. or it goes over their head, I would say.
Sometimes. He's probably not the way to do it.
So this is the right option again. Well done.
Really?
And, you know, this is another signal that women will give. It's not super strong again. So you kind of need to learn, you know, what they look like.
Yeah, body language is a big key thing, I think, for women to show that they're interested.
Oh, yeah. You girls seem like you're having a nice time.
Okay, you got anything else to say? Be very friendly, be quite friendly. So you're the one I've been searching for.
Not too overpowering, but be friendly.
Be quite friendly or be very friendly?
What's the difference?
I fucking don't know.
Be very friendly. Oh, no.
Yes, we're having the best time ever.
What's the difference?
I don't think. I think that's retarded friendly. I don't know. That is the problem I have with this game. Is like what you expect.
Yeah.
It's usually a more exaggerated version.
Well, it should be. It should be quite friendly. Well, what's the difference? You should just say be friendly or be very friendly.
Yeah. Quite friendly.
Quite friendly, we don't know. Because it's like, oh wow, he's rather quite friendly. How to find out whether he's a party boy. That's what his favorite bars and clubs are and which nights are good where. Do you often go out and get wasted? How many girls have you fucked? Ask him where he can get some cocaine.
So, where do you like to go out? Like, what's your favourite bar or club?
I don't really go to clubs, to be honest. I like going to pubs, nice little sort of chill-out bars, listen to some live music, a bit of jazz maybe, and that sort of thing.
Nice.
That's the right choice. This is a sneaky one.
You gotta find a girl even on the phone 24/7 via fucking marital.
Yeah, I mean,
always.
I would say so.
So
this is almost fiction.
Yeah.
What she's trying to do.
Oh, she's not even on her phone. This ain't real.
So if he's going to say, on Monday I go there, on Tuesday I go there, and Wednesday
they need to. They need to really do one of these where they're on their phone.
Oh, if I see him on the phone, I'd tell him, like, I'm sorry, but
oh, I know.
To talk to you.
So you girls seem quite tight. Have you been friends for a long time? Or?
Yeah, we've been best friends since school.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'm friends with a lot of my pals from school as well.
Ah, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Find out whether he knows whether whiskey is bourbon. Find out how intelligent he is by the size of his ball sack. Ask him to solve a math problem. What happens when we die? I like this one.
Kind of a little depressing for the bars.
So, Nick, I've been reading this really interesting book lately, and I'd love to know your thoughts on what happens to us when we die.
Spiritually, I guess people believe that we transcend into another dimension and exist in a parallel universe. But I suppose scientifically, we rot in the ground and cease to exist. It's a nice, jolly question for a Friday night.
Exactly, that's what I'm thinking is going to happen.
I think that depends on the person.
It does.
It could be a little bit morbid, a little bit too serious too early on, but you never know. It might work for some people.
So do you like life insurance? What do you think happens after you die? No reason.
I'm a big fan of
that shovel. Oh, that's just
the musicians. I play guitar, aesthetic. Drums. I like to watch live music. I like watching live jazz and blues. I'm a big UFC fan.
UFC,
just
my
the camaraderie of it, the respect, and like the brotherhood, and how much they love each other. I just think it's amazing. It's not so much about the violence of it, it's more about, you know, the respect they have for each other. I just find it really moving.
Really?
Yeah.
Say you only like violence in bed. Say it's too violent, but that's what he likes about it. Say it's a load of shit. Say you can tell by his lack of muscles that he only watches. Show him a rear naked choke. Wow!
I'd say...
Lie and say you like it too.
Well, say that when honesty...
Look, Nick, I'm going to be brutally honest.
You
know, I find UFC a bit violent and a bit brutal.
Yeah. It is violent, it is brutal. I completely understand where you're coming from. But at the same time, there's a lot of technique and there's a real artwork to it, you know?
I never thought of it like that.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe we could watch it together sometime.
Oh, dang, what's his name? Owns UFC. He's got that slap competition. He owns that now.
Slap?
This is good because
where they stand there and back
and
slap each other until one gets knocked out.
Something else.
Man, I'd like to see that.
You can watch it on Rumble for free.
Say why cool. He liked it. She's kind of indulging his passion.
Yeah.
Dana White, exactly. That's who it is.
So it's like we were talking about it earlier. You like running?
Yeah, but you don't say, oh, I just don't like running. I hurt myself. Because then that blocks their interest. But you say, no, I don't like running, but yeah, when...
What do you like about it?
What do you like about it, exactly. So we're out celebrating because Sarah has just ran her first marathon.
Oh, yes. Congratulations.
Thank you. Right. And a whole marathon.
A whole marathon. So what's that, 26 miles or something?
Yeah.
Say he looks like a pedophile. Lightly tease him about how active he isn't. Tease him about his hair loss.
Lightly tease.
Yeah, 26 miles. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing, yeah.
What's the furthest you've ever run? Like
26 meters? Yeah.
See?
Yeah. So, were you a big runner yourself? Yeah,
I do. I run. Yeah.
Yeah?
What
do you run on? In a park or a treadmill?
Yeah,
or?
In a park. Got a dog, we go running.
You got a dog, what the fuck
you
got?
He's a big vine runner.
Wow, I've never heard of that dog in my life. Have you ever heard of that dog? Oh, okay, it's just me then, sorry.
But you don't go to the gym, really.
I don't go to the gym, to be honest. No, I swim in the bath tonight, but that's about it. Yeah, I mean, what do you bench?
Like 180.
180, wow.
Grams.
Yeah, cool, nice.
180 grams.
Take it to the bedroom.
I think you can tease a guy on his style. I think as long as it doesn't go too
as long as you don't go too personal with it.
Yeah,
I think it's
a lesson for guys.
Making
as well.
Fun
so
of each other
that
can
you can
be
tease
fun.
Women about, and some things that they would just be, you know, that are too personal or too sensitive. But the other important point here is that it is an indicator of interest usually when a woman teases you. So don't get worried if women do that to you.
And also you don't want to be necessarily with a guy who can't take being teased.
Right.
That's why it's a good test, yeah.
So are you single or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I just forgot my friend is waiting for me outside. I've got to go. I'll call you later,
okay? Okay. I'm gonna stay.
Okay, no problem.
Take care.
Bye.
Well, he already knows what's going on.
Well, yeah, she was in on it.
Yeah, well, no, I know. She was
cool.
There.
So we're both single. That's a good start.
Check his
that
bank
she's
balance.
It's going to make this rape a lot less awkward.
Check his bank balance. That's actually something that a woman was talking about on the internet.
Yeah.
Check whether he has big ears to see if he has a big dick. That's what he looks for in a woman.
That's what he looks for. That's kind of.
You seem like a really nice guy. Do you look for any girls?
Um. A good sense of humour. Kind. Someone I can have fun with. Someone I can have a laugh with. Someone who wants to travel. Someone easygoing. Doesn't take themselves too seriously.
This is quite a cool question for women to ask, and guys, you might get asked this. In general, your response, if it just lists the physical attributes you look for in a woman, it means you're probably not looking for something serious. And if you have kind of thought about what you want in a long-term relationship, then you'll have that already ready to tell her.
Yeah, it shows aspiration if you're talking about her character. Yeah, it seems more thought out.
Yeah, there's certain things I really look for in a man. I like a sense of humour and kindness.
Yeah.
Someone I can get along with, introduce my friends and my family and...
Nice, is family important to you?
Yeah, really important to me.
Yeah, good.
And you seem like you've got a sense of humour. I like that.
Well, it seems like we've got similar values, so...
Yeah, really do.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Ask his longest relationship, ask if he wants kids, say you need to be married by the end of the year. Ask his longest relationship.
I guess. That's not always a good indicator because that both parties can...
Or ask kids. I would try this.
I'd say that would be the last...
Yeah.
My longest relationship's been, like, 3.5 years.
Okay.
What about yours?
6.
Wow.
Yeah. I've been single for a couple of years now. And I'm more than happy being on my own. I've been looking for the right person. So I'm trying to just bounce in from relationship to relationship.
Nice. It's good to know.
Gotta work on my beard green. Looks so easy.
This is cool
for
as well.
Mm-hmm.
It shows his pedigree. In general, if a guy is, I don't know, like 30 years old and he's only had relationships for 2-3 months, could be bad.
I would still ask him if, you know, he could have been doing charity work in Africa for several years.
I mean, that's
or
true.
Trekking
people,
Antarctica.
People
I think
do
it's
that.
Worth knowing. If there was
I mean,
a
that's not
so it's
usual.
A red flag, but could be
oh
okay.
Yeah, my African charity work.
Looking
yeah,
for
that's
a serious relationship.
That's
if
where
it
was.
Has, I don't know, 2 weeks.
That's what
month,
I was
then,
doing.
It could mean that
yep.
She's not relationship material.
Yep.
Or
Dukinte.
Oh yeah.
So I read this really interesting Harvard study, and it said that 76% of women would rather their partners have like a one night stand rather than having an emotional connection with another person, right? But the men are completely the opposite. So 78% of men would rather their partners just have a bit of an emotional connection with someone, but if they had a one night stand or meaningless sex,
it's mental.
How do you feel?
Well, I think they're both as important as each other. I think an emotional connection is just as important as having great sex. I think you need both to have a successful relationship.
Oh, I think
now,
he's right.
Agree,
yeah, I agree.
Yeah. But what?
Why do you expect you to say that?
Oh.
Well, I mean, tell him that he shouldn't talk to other women if he dates you. That's a non-negotiable for me. I will talk to other women. I'm sorry.
Well,
not like
not
in a relate. Yeah. But I will still have female friends.
Yeah.
Ask it's about like his relationship ridiculous. With his mom and dad. Call his ex for the lowdown on him. Ask whether he still has his good terms with his exes.
Tell her, okay, you can't have any guy friends.
So your ex-girlfriend from the 6-year relationship?
Yeah.
You still on good terms, or...?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, no, I wish her well. Yeah, I mean, we don't speak all the time, but if we run into each other, everything's, you know, fine and civil. Yeah, I've not got a bad word to say about her, really.
Cool.
But how about you?
Yeah, no, my exes are exes for a reason, but...
Yeah.
course, I wish them well. And,
yeah, nice memories and all that, isn't it?
Yeah, I agree with that.
I would want to know the reason they broke up. I think that's important as well.
That's another good question.
That is actually a good question. But I don't think it's a question for this early on. Contrived.
You know, this might be something more for a first or second
date.
But it is important information, because if he has very bad relationships with his exes and had horrible, horrible breakups, it means that he's either choosing the wrong women, or he's causing the women to...
He's the instigator.
Yeah, yes. He's the one that started.
So it's a good one, and it works for guys to ask women this question as well. I think
absolutely,
it's a solid question. It's just a question of how soon it should be. And I'd say first date, second date is a good place.
Yeah, I agree.
All my rings are like important. They're all like new things from where I've been around the world. But this one was from Malaysia.
Wow.
I was backpacking when I was young.
Pretty. What's this one from?
This one is from Nicaragua.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
Yeah, very cool. Mm.
Mm, that's just from London, where I live.
That is something I did like to do when you talk. First talk to a girl and start holding hands like that. Yeah, that's definitely something this newer generation isn't really experiencing. The first throes of love. It can be intoxicating at times, but you have to be careful because, you know.
Should we grab a bottle of wine and go back to mine?
Okay, check his dick size first. Cool, let's go chill together, somehow get a condom, because first, because safe sex is important.
So what's your vagina depth?
Well, that's going to explain why not. Knowledge. But say you'll be happy to meet him another time. What kind of girl do you think I am? Say you won't be drinking wine because you're going to get pregnant soon.
That would be a turn off, I imagine. Unless he said, oh yeah, I don't need a mandarin.
Yeah, okay. I'll come back just for a chill and one glass of wine.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly what I meant anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I wouldn't expect anything more.
Okay.
Bitch didn't even order
anything.
Okay,
so he's invited her back. She likes him, but, you know, is it right to have sex on the first date or first meeting?
Is that a question?
Yeah.
It's completely a woman's prerogative if she fancies it or if she doesn't fancy it.
Yeah.
All right, so you think that it's kind of...
it's up to her.
I think it's too presumptuous for the man to assume that, but I think it's an individual choice.
Mm-hmm. So you think that a long-term relationship could just as easily start from, you know, having sex immediately versus waiting a few weeks until you have more connection?
Yeah, I think so.
Again, I think it's obviously clear that you need to establish more of a connection. It might, you know, equal more longevity, but never say never.
Right. Mm. I mean, I don't know. If you, yeah, sure. I mean, the difference for me is if you have sex and, like, you gotta want
to
do more with that person. Like, okay, well, yeah, we had sex, but would you want
to
do something else? No, not that.
Have you seen my skateboard?
Yes, I know. For me, if I'm thinking of approaching...
No, you go to the movies or you find all... There's all kinds of fun things you can do together. Like, go bowling. Do people bowl? Bowling is fun. There's all kinds of different things you can do. I mean, sex is just part... of it. There's so many people that think, oh, well, we had sex. Well, I guess there's nothing else to do. It's not that.
By the time we get to where we don't want to have sex anymore, we'll have all these conversation starters.
I don't know. I just, I don't get that part. I think it's really bizarre that they're like, oh my God, they had sex the first time they met. It's over. There's no way they can have a relationship. I don't believe that.
They definitely have to have their own thing going on and be able to not spend every waking moment with one another.
Oh, of course.
I've noticed that too, like, you know.
That's why people end up in the situations that they do.
Relatives that are older, you know, my uncles are starting to retire and all that, and they're like, they always have a transitional period where, like, I don't think I can stand him. You know, he's at the house all the time, which used to, they'd have that break from each other.